7:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. Joined in studio by All-Star panelist, good friend, Academy Award nominated screenwriter, novelist, founder of PJ Media, my former boss when I had a little program at PJ TV, what, 13, 14 years ago?
Yeah.
A long time ago. We were both in our teenagers
you know,
at the
you
time.
Know, I actually was a very precocious 9-year-old.
And also now, senior editor at large at the Epoch Times, Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Well, good morning. I'm a little tired, but I'm here.
Let me first publicly congratulate you and your wife, Cheryl, for the outstanding new format debate that was held, and you were talked to the folks at the Epoch Times, brought them in here for a debate on Tuesday, downtown Nashville at the Masonic Lodge, and in a wonderful venue, very impressive venue. And you had a debate of the Republican, three of the leading candidates for the Republican nomination. In the 5th Congressional District.
Yeah, we had invited 5, but 3 showed.
Yeah, and the two that didn't show, I never got a straight story from those as to why they exactly didn't show up. One of them, Kurt Winstead, apparently accepted the invitation and then backed out. Is that right?
Yeah, in fact, so he accepted it so graphically that on Friday before or Saturday, he actually said personally to some of our representatives, "I'll see you on Tuesday night." And then he didn't. And then he flipped. And I'll tell you something. That tells you about what kind of congressperson this would be.
Yeah.
There's a great legal principle from 19th century England. In Latin, they said, falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus. If you lie about one thing, you're going to lie about everything. So what we have here is someone who, lied about something very interesting because, what we did wasn't perfect. It couldn't be. It was the first time anyone has
an
tried
innovation
this kind of
that sprang from the mind of your wife, Cheryl, and from you.
I took it, and because when Cheryl said to me, there ought to be debates with real experts asking questions rather than biased reporters like Michael and me.
Or Chris Wallace.
Much worse than we are.
We shouldn't even be in the same category.
Yes,
that guy,
we're better than he is. Anyway, and I thought, that's a very good idea. I said, somebody ought to do it. And I said, wait a minute. I work for the one company in this country that would do it. And that's the Epoch Times, which, by the way, advertisement is the best newspaper in this country going away right now and is number 3 in the news apps to the vaunted New York Times and Wall Street Journal. That's phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
And out of nowhere.
What's interesting about that, Roger, is you brought in, 6 or 7 subject matter experts. They were very impressive. Gordon Chang on foreign policy, Hans von Spakovsky on election.
Hard to pronounce, but a great man.
A great guy, and a Vanderbilt Law School grad from Huntsville, Alabama. Nice guy. And Carol Swain would be there
as
well. Our local hero.
And
Jeff,
your expert here.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a very interesting format because you had the three candidates literally in the arena.
Right.
I mean, Teddy Roosevelt talks about the man in the arena. It was an arena-type setting.
An arena theater, in that Masonic Lodge. Here's the funny thing I can share with your listeners. I wrote, of course, a preview of this thing for the Epoch Times, and there were a lot of commenters, and because people were very intrigued by this new approach, but the negative ones, the half dozen or so, all said, "How can you do this at a Mason lodge?" Well, I didn't really know much about the Masons, but I noticed that among the Masons were people like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I think Andrew Jackson, James K. Polk,
and
Harry S. Truman.
Yeah,
made it more modern.
I don't know much about the Masons either, but they have the lodge. It was a fabulous venue. I mean, you got there and you said, "Oh, this is big time."
Yes. And also, you walk by this place every day and you don't know what it is because it's you know, a block or two from the Bridgestone Arena. It's right there.
You don't notice it. It's right across the street from Hume Fogg, but what a wonderful venue it was. You can go to our lead story, which has images of looking down from the audience onto the arena. Very impressive. We'll talk about that and more.
They should use it for all the debates.
They should. Hey, by the way, when we come back, you and I will interview Liz Peek about the inflation numbers, the Fox News financial analyst. She's really, really great. And, boy, this will be interesting. We'll talk to her. And then later in this hour, we'll talk more about the debate and other political things. This is a Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.